Thomas C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on Linda Owens, O-W-E-N-S. Address is 12547 Highway 99 East, Red Bluff, California, 96080, phone 530-526-1136. ID is XXXXX0877. Date of birth is 9/22/1954, 68-year-old, married, retired institutional cook. Insurance is Medicare/AARP. Pharmacy is Elmore-Red Bluff. /OptumRx 530-527-4636. It's addressed to Dr. Vimali, V-I-M-A-L-I, Paul, P-A-U-L. V-I-M-A-L-I, Paul, P-A-U-L-M-D. Below that, Laura Loudermilk, 85 Declaration Drive, Suite 110, Chico, California, 95973-4902. 530-894-6600, fax 530-894-1321. Carbon copies, 2. Dr. Shawn, S-H-A-W-N, first F-U-R-S-T-D-O, Enlow Physical Medicine Rehab Clinic, 340 West East Avenue, Chico, California, 95926, phone 530-332-3277, fax 530-893-6978, carbon copies to Dr. Dinesh, D-I-N-E-S-H, Verma, V-E-R-M-A-M-D, North State Pulmonary Associates, 130 Independence Circle, Suite 1, Chico, California, 95973-4918. Phone 530-343-5864. Fax 530-343-8370. The clinical indication is neurological evaluation with history of persistent nocturnal restlessness and restless legs in the afternoon. Subparagraph, rule out restless leg syndrome. New paragraph, known comorbid medical problems. Chronic intractable spinal pain with evidence of cervical, lumbar, and thoracic degenerative disease with neuroforaminal narrowing. Subparagraph, clinical history of lancinating cervical pain following recent fall, head and neck strike injury. Subparagraph, radiogram results are pending. Subparagraph, MR imaging of the head and possibly the neck and spine are also pending. Removal of spinal cord stimulator. Subparagraph, imaging procedures scheduled at UC Davis. New paragraph. Severe chronic spinal pain syndrome. Previous treatment with higher dose narcotic analgesics with better benefit by patients and husband's report. New paragraph. Current symptoms of ataxia, uncertain etiology, dash diagnostic testing pending. New paragraph. Remote history of obstructive sleep apnea syndrome with noncompliance in therapy. Currently untreated. Subparagraph, previous evaluation treatment more than 10 years ago. New paragraph. Neurological examination today shows minimal findings of distal neuropathy. Subparagraph, clinical history of treated diabetes. New paragraph. Current medications, lorazepam 1 milligram twice daily PRN, paroxetine 40 milligrams one tablet daily AM, carisperdal 350 milligrams one as needed BID, gabapentin 300 milligrams, 1 a.m., 2 noon, 2 p.m. Hydroxyzine 25 milligrams, PRN, Q8 hours. Lisinopril 40 milligrams, PO daily. Prochlorperazine 25 milligrams suppository twice a day, PRN. Metoprolol extended release 25 milligrams once daily. Duloxetine once daily. Hydrocodone at night, PRN, previous medications, oxycodone, 5 milligrams orally, Q 6 hours. Atorvastatin, 80 milligrams daily. Cyclobenzaprine, 10 milligrams, PRN. Baclofen, 10 milligrams, 3 times a day. Dash alternating baclofen and cyclobenzaprine. Hydrocodone APAP 10-325, 1 as needed, Q6 hours. Diclofenac sodium 75 milligrams, 1 twice daily. Hydrochlorothiazide 12.5 milligrams AM. Current complaints: severe lancinating left neck pain. Next diagnosis: chronic lumbar spinal pain. Next diagnosis: afternoon and nocturnal restlessness with leg movements. Dash subparagraph: previous history of treatment with ropinirole. Subparagraph: prior treatment trials with carbidopa levodopa. Dear Dr. Paul and Dr. First, thank you for referring Lisa Owens for neurological evaluation. New paragraph. As you know, Lisa has a history of reportedly severe obstructive sleep apnea syndrome for which she's not been treated for 10 years. Subparagraph: in consideration of this clinical history and the poor prognosis for her clinical symptoms, as well as substantial risks for vascular disease and stroke, I'm referring her to North State Pulmonary Associates, Dr. Verma, for sleep medicine evaluation and treatment, the same institution where her husband is seen for sleep apnea. New paragraph. Careful clinical history indicates that previously on adjusted and higher doses of narcotic analgesics, she was, quote, comfortable, unquote, which she is not now. Subparagraph: recent adjustments of her regimen by her report have been of marginal additional benefit. New paragraph: today she's quite dysphoric considering her diffuse pain and her clinical symptoms. Subparagraph: she is awaiting revision of her spinal stimulator for pain management. The stimulator will be removed, and she will be able to complete a further MR evaluation, including brain and spine, as scheduled at UC Davis. New paragraph. Her neurological examination today demonstrates minimal features of diabetic neuropathy. New paragraph: by her report, she takes long-acting diabetic medication, possibly twice a day, but her sugars are uncontrolled after her meals, suggesting that she may need readjustment of her regimen with the addition of short-acting insulin appropriate to her consumption. New paragraph. Her neurological examination demonstrates no inducible neuromuscular rigidity or unusual tension to suggest underlying Parkinsonism. New paragraph. In consideration of her clinical history and these findings, it would be my recommendation that she complete her sleep medicine reevaluation with initiation of CPAP treatment adjustment to her treatment needs, most likely through Enlow Home Health. New paragraph. We're going to refer her to Dr. Lippman's pain management practice, considering readjustment of her narcotic oral analgesic regimen. New paragraph, she will continue to follow with Dr. First for planned epidural injections. New paragraph. I'm scheduling her for to begin with a lower extremity electrodiagnostic study, considering the severity of the reported foraminal narrowing in her lumbar spine, and then most likely follow-up electrodiagnostic testing of the upper extremities and the neck, as may be indicated. New paragraph, we'll see her for reevaluation, hopefully with the reports of her imaging studies from UC Davis. New paragraph. I'll send a follow-up report when she returns my signature.